Ovois, Perek Aleph Mishnah Yud. The next Mekablim, Zugois, that were Mekabel from Shimon ben Shotach and Yehuda ben Tabai, is Shmaya ve'Avtalion. Something interesting about Shmaya ve'Avtalion, before I should bring that over here, the Rav says, Geritzede koyum imne bonov shel sancheriv heim. The Rav adds, V'shamati shimtnei shoy Avtalion av bez de nikri b'shem zeh. His name was Avtalion. Av, Talia means cotton. He was an Av for the Ketanim. Kadavina Talia, the Gemara brings a Lashon. So he was the Avian Shal Yisem Ketanim. That means his role, of course he was the Godel Shuvador, outstanding in Torah, but his role in serving the nation and being the Managador, there were many Gedoy Le'olam, and the ones that are mentioned over here were not only the greatest, but they were also the greatest in taking care of Klal Yisrael. They were the Manhigei Ador. So Avtalion's role was in being there for those that were defenseless. I don't know why it was an Indian over here to find out some type of neutrikon, some type of remez in his name. Do we say also that there's a remez in Shmaya's name? Do we have by the other Chacham also? Not Mavur. The interesting thing about Shmaya Bavtayim, where we started the Rav, is that they were Gerim. It doesn't sound like they were Bnei Gerim. It sounds like they were Gerim themselves. The interesting point that they were Bnei Bonam Shel Sancherim could be there's something telling. Normally the Gedolei Ador would be from the Mishpachas Miuchosos. This is the first Kufa where Klal Yisrael was literally overrun. There was a tremendous Mishach, a tremendous Taruvis of Goyim that became part of Klal Yisrael. One of the tragic episodes of the Tkufa of the Beis Chashmenoim in the state of deterioration, like we described in the previous two Mishnayis, was Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Yochanan Kohen Gadol was the son of Shimon, who was the founder of the Malchus of the Chashmenoim. And he served faithfully, but Lamaisa, there were a number of things that he did that were Shalai B'Rotz L'Chachom. It was one thing he did that had very far-reaching ramifications, and it created, B'Pashto Salpidera Chatev, created the tragedy of the Churban Bayis Sheni. And that is that he forcibly, he conquered large territory, large areas of territory, which was never the Chachamim's priority. Their priority was to spread Torah and to pick up the level of Nemonus Lashem Laterosu. Those that were in charge of the Malchus fought wars, and they expanded the borders, and they created more prosperity. And Yochanan and Kohen Gadol captured the south part of Eretz Yisrael. The residents then were descendants of Edom. Yeah, the very same Edom who is Golos Edom. And what he did in order to break them, to integrate them, to make them enemies of Klal Yisrael, but it didn't help, was he turned them forcibly into Gerus. Now, Gerus is something that we only take when somebody is sincere and is a Ger Tzedek, and he wants to be Bo Lachso is Tachas. To take a ger forcibly, l'chare is a lutzanus. But this is what he did. It was a decision for political reasons. And one of those gerim was Antipater, who became a political operative. And he became literally the controller of this descendant of Yochanan Kohen Gadol. We described the previous Mishnah. The two sons of Yanai. One was called Yochanan Hyrcanus, and one was called Aristobulus. And the two brothers fought, and the controller of Hyrcanus was Antipater, and Antipater was able to puppet him into giving over his autonomy to Edom, and he also became the governor of part of Eretz Yisrael. His son was Hurdis, who became the ruler, the dictator of the whole of Klal Yisrael. Hundreds of thousands of Yidden were killed because of his persecutions of the Chachomim and all those that weren't Nemon to his way of life. All he was really was a Roman. At that point already, it was barely a pretense that he was a Jewish king. Officially, by name, he was the king of the Jews, but really he owed his whole allegiance and his whole way of life and his power to Rome. This was a tragedy that literally destroyed Klal Yisrael mibifnim. So maybe there's a reason why the Chachmei HaTorah, the Gedolei Hador, Shmaya v'Avtalion were Gerim, was the Hashgacha arranged that was like a ray of sunshine, that even in a world where there was more connection with Klal Yisrael, with the Goyim outside, But Lamaisa, there were Geri Tzedek that rose to the position of Gdolei Ador, should be an inspiration for everybody around. Could be that's the reason. But there's a problem that the boys can bring up, is that there's a halacha in Hilchus Dayanus that a dayan, a ger, is not allowed to be a dayan. The kasha that's asked already by Gdolei Achrayim, Tezionta brings the kasha. So again, you could say they were ben gerim, but gerim themselves can't be dayanim. We learn it out from a pasuk, it says ochicha. They're not natural ochicha. So how was Shmaya Avtayin, the head of the Sanhedrin, the Nasi, and the Avbezna of the Sanhedrin? One of the mahalchim over here, which is kedai to say over, is that the Nasi and the Avbezna over here were the heads of the Sanhedrin Agodl in the Lishkas Agozes. What is that Sanhedrin about? That Sanhedrin was the final authority on all matters of Mesorah. Any shiloh that couldn't be decided, lahalocha, was brought to them. This that is a mute in the pasuk of Achicha, that anybody is in a position of authority, lav dafka dayin, any position of authority in a town, or taxes in a shtetl, or a rov of a city with the power to force people to do things, are not allowed to be gerim. The Sanhedrin were never in a position where they were imposing their will on the people. Their job was to create clarity in the Mesorah that was handed down, Moshe Kibbutz Torah Messina, and so on. Moedit Tochen, that they taka never sat as that Dayanim and did Torah between two Yidin. They never sat on a Bezdin that would rule on matters of Dinei Nefoshes, a Bezdin Shulchan Gimel. But they were the greatest Talmid Chacham of the Torah. And in terms of Mesiras HaTorah, they were there. Rabbi Akiva of a later dar was also a Ben Gerim. He's also, Torah has to go through that channel as well. The same way Malchus based David has to be built by David, who's an Enikel, prominently so. It's not just by accident. He's a great grandson of Rus Hamoyavio. Mashiach ben David has to come from there. So Klal Yisrael's Mesorah has to come from Shmaya Vavtalion, who were Gerim the next day after Shmaya Vavtalion, are the fathers of the whole Mishnayos and Kol HaTorah Kula, as we'll see in the next Mishnah. So this is the Mishnah of Shmaya Vavtalion. Now again, like we said, the Tkufa was a Shver Tkufa, because there was a complete breakdown. There was a tremendously harsh persecutions against the Chachmei HaTorah and those that were Nemon, to the point where there were whole institutions, the Kohuna Gedoyla, was overrun by Tzedukim. It was became a position that was sold to the highest bidder by the Romans. And even the Sanhedrin could be broken apart, and there could be positions of authority that would be taken over by Tzedukim, by people that weren't loyal to the Chachamim. And because of that, Shmaya Vavtalion's Hu Hoyoimer, their reaction, their Hanhoga of the Dor, gives over to Klal Yisrael a certain weariness, a certain Richuk and Zihirus from authority. This is not being anti-authority. This is not a hippie type of thing. It means that Torah is created and preserved by Tahara Salev of people, mitoch ritzonim ha-Torah, not from positions of authority. It's a chelik of the golos ha-Torah. That means until then, the authority of the Torah is what upheld the Torah. Now, Avada Klal Yisrael is in a better state when those that are in positions of authority are completely nemen to the Chacham. But when there's a breakdown, and that's one of the simonim of Golus, is when positions of authority were taken over by people who were not nemen l'Hashem v'l'Torosoy, then one has to preserve Torah from within without recourse to outside authorities. So for instance, let's say Rosham Shemfal Hirsch writes, when there was the battle raged against reform in the 1840s and the 1850s, never the Frum camp, the Charedim L'Dvar Hashem, should never turn to the secular government in order to enforce halacha, in order to enforce the communal structure, which was Neman L'Halacha. Don't bring in the authorities, the Rishuyas, from the outside to create the right flourishing of Torah from within. This attitude, this perspective, was handed down to Klal Yisrael, and it was given over as a hanhoga, became ve'elach by Shmaya Vavtalion. Shmaya Oimer, Ehoivis Hamalocha, Usnos Harabonus. Sounds like what he's saying is that it's better to be margal for a person to support himself with malocha. It's better for a person to have an honest job. Usnos Harabonus. Don't be in a position where you're coming on to authority, where you have a position of authority, better to stay away, better to be an Erlich Tamid Chochem who's self-supporting than somebody who's on the public payroll. It could very well be Eves HaMalacha, which itself is a value in a person valuing a hard work and not taking money from tzedakah. Husnei Sarabonis might be a Hemshech of that. It's a famous psak from the Rambam that one should not use teaching and learning of Torah as a position of livelihood. The Rambam would almost discourage the post of a Rav or a Shashiva who's supported from the Torah he teaches. In Yemen, Lamashul, the Chachomim, in every town they would tell me the Chachomim, they support themselves, they were silversmiths. Whatever it is, there was the Mori. Now that, of course, creates a certain diminishing of the stature of Talmid Chachamim. If they have to also work in a smithery, in a jewelry store, so then that's going to take away from the Maimid and Lamaisa, the capabilities of Talmid Chachamim. So that's what there were many Rishonim that argued on the Rambam. But it seems to be an echo of this idea of Erves Hamalachos Ne'aserabonus. There's actually a Goin that explains Erves Hamalachos Ne'aserabonus not to be a day of work. We wouldn't hear in our world, we wouldn't hear the Goin as being in agreement. Better to take a job than to take a kollel check. The Rama maybe would hold that way. The Goin, we're not familiar with such an attitude. The Goin explained, Zok Dibbe Bishmoy, Erves Hamalacha means the Malacha of Rabonus. That means Mikan Ve'elech Shmaya V'Avtayim was saying that rabbinic, the job of a Rav, of a Talmid Chacham, of a Godel Bateira, is no longer the trappings of Rabbonus. Ehoivis HaMalacha, he says, Malacha means the Abotzas Teira, teaching, giving shiurim, being available for basking shailos. Usneis HaRabbonus means hate the authority of it, that a Rav has to sit in the front, and that he has to, they finish Shemone Esrei and then they start, that he has to be in a position where he has to hold himself, comport himself with a certain authority, a certain ear, certain aliyahs that go to Rav. The covet that's necessary for the Rabbanus to be run effectively, maybe it's a necessary part of the job, but have a natural sinner for it. The Rav himself should love the malacha of his Rabbanus, and he should have a natural shying away from the clothing and the authority and the dignity of the Rabbanus. This is the Goyin's taich in this Mishnah. Vinishvi, it's clearly speaking to this Nakuda of Harbotzas Torah and Chachmei HaTorah Mikan Ve'elech are unofficial individuals. They don't have the authority of state dignitaries anymore behind them. That was the unfortunate deterioration in that door. That was a deterioration. Chachmei HaTorah were now private individuals. They were not the G'dayli Hador, were no longer state dignitaries. The Mishnah adds one Nekuda, which clearly speaks to this, Val Tzvada L'Rishus. Do not become known, Yodua, close. Also, Vad is a Lashon of Chibur. Do not become close to the authorities. Don't be part of the official regimen. Don't be, this is a L'Chayra, the type of Mishnah that frowns on being a Rav for a state. That means the Rav should be that he's a Talmid Chacham. And Klal Yisrael comes, Rav Eliyashu was never appointed as the Poisek Hador, Rav Moshe was never appointed as the Poisek Hador. Klal Yisrael recognized that these are the true Chachmei HaTorah. They went to them with their Shailas. But a state appointed, an official state representative as a Rav, there's something missing. The Rishuyos and the Rabbonus will unfortunately always clash. So Mela, this would be a shtickle makar for even a Godel Bateira to stay away from any state-mandated Rabbanut, Rabbonus. Mishnah Yud Aleph, Avtalya Noemi is a continuation of the same theme. Like we've had till now, the two of each Zug say really different ways of reflecting the same change in attitude or instruction for future Dairis. Avtalya Noemi, Chachomim, be very careful when you're teaching Torah what you say. The Beis Medrash is not safe. You never know what could be said that could be twisted out of context. Shema tochuvu chovas galus. Maybe at some point you're going to have to flee from the authorities, which was the case in many of the Chachmei HaTorah in that time, when Hurdus went after them, they had to flee. So when they're going to have to go into Golus, they're going to have to go into Golus in a place, Mayim Haroim, what does it mean, bad waters? And Mepharshim explained what it means is a place where the Hashkofis are not glat, they're not erlich. A place where people hear halachic arguments and they're able to twist them and they're able to pull out things that are keneged halacha. They're able to hear Hashkofis, the Gedolei Torah, and they're able to twist them to meet their own needs. That's a mokim mayim roim. And the yishtu atalmidim aboyim achrechem v'yamusu. The talmidim are going to hear the words and they're going to be able to twist them. And there's going to be sometimes the opposite effect of what the gadol set out to achieve will be accomplished. And talmidim will be led astray by words that were said v'yamusu by improper hashkofes v'nimtza shem shamayim nischal. That creates a tremendous chilul Hashem. Those that are led astray with false hashkofes will be punished by Hashemayim, they'll die. They'll leave over their hashkofes for future generations, and the whole effect will be tremendously negative. So whereas in previous Doiros, a Gadol Batoiro was able to speak from himself, and was able to speak to those around him without worrying about though the bloggers and the ones who post anonymously divrei chacham and taking them out of context, piskei halachas and hashkofes, they hear a line from an adam gadol, they take it out of context, it's really part of a whole drasha, and all of a sudden every rav, every gadol b'Torah has to be extremely careful. Like in today's world where it's so easy to take things out of context because you could quote a line, and what do you mean? You can hear the rav's voice saying it. Yeah, nobody knows that it was a doctored video or a doctored recording. So remember, it behooves Gedolei Torah to be much more careful because the hostility of those around can create a tremendously detrimental effect on Klal Yisrael. Rav brings as well the story that we said, what happened with Antigonus Ish-Soichoi, the first Godel that had to face the adversity of Golus Yavon. And he had the Talmidim Tzadik Ubaisus that twisted what he said. He said in the Mishnah earlier, Al Tiu Kabbal Misham Shin Sarav Amanas L'Kabbal Pras. And they said, ah, the Rebbe is saying, don't serve in order to get Schar. That means there is no Schar. He's Machad Shailam Abo. That's, of course, not what he meant. And they created these whole schools of thought, Tzadokim, Baisusim. Now, we all understand it's not Antigonus Ish Soichoi's fault. But what it does mean is, it means that there's a possibility when there's adversity, when there's a breakdown of Torah authority, there's the possibility of twisting the words of the Chacham. Therefore, the Chacham have to be much more circumspect how they say, what they say, exactly how much they reveal of their reasons for certain hanhogas or piskei halachos and so on and so forth. So this is really the next shlav. Every single one of these zugois, the changes were drastic from each era to the next. And because of that, the advice and the arhoga of the Messiah HaTorah created a different framework. The Torah is exactly the same. But the arhoga that surrounded the Huha Yoimer of the Manhigim had to change, and they had to reflect the needs of that door, kifi the deterioration that took place.